It is now 8:23. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Fairhope City Council President Corey Martin into the studio. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be back.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Lori.
And now it's about time to say Happy Mardi Gras.
Right. It's coming another year. It'll be gone before we know it.
Yeah. Fairhope City Council meets tonight in regular session at 6.
Yes.
The work session is at 4:30. You're going to be hearing a presentation about ADECA Energy Efficient Retrofit Grants at the work session. Other than that, committee updates and department head updates. So shall we move on to the council meeting agenda?
Yeah, there's not much. That's just a grant that we're trying to get, as we try to get a lot of grants to kind of save taxpayers' dollars, and there's federal money out there. So I think that's an energy conservation grant that we're trying to go after, and I'll find out more details in the work session.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we open after public participation and council comments and the mayor's report with a public hearing concerning 5 acres on Gaver Road Extension. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is something that started back, I believe, in 2021. It's a little while ago. You know, these construction projects, they start, a lot of people don't understand, they're presented and platted years before they actually start getting shovels in the ground. So this is something that started back. It started back as a MOP, a multiple occupancy project, and I think they wanted 10 or 20 or so units of some sort, condominiums or the such, and it has come back, and it is now rezoning to a PUD, planned unit development. It has in the past historically been in the county as a RA or RF or family residential. I think at one point it was even a RFE as far as its use in the county. But now, so coming back to the city, our director, Hunter Simmons, has decided to use it as a PUD that fits more with our comprehensive plan. So it'll be a planned unit development. It'll be 10 duplexes, from what I understand, that will start construction. In this case, it will be rezoned. It has already been approved, okay?
And it will also be annexed.
And annexed into, that's the condition. So it'll be annexed into the city because it was with the county, and now rezoned as a PUD.
Does a PUD includes commercial, correct?
It can, yeah, mixed use. Okay. It can. A PUD is like a very good way that planning uses to be creative,
almost like that village concept,
like a village concept. Yeah, where you can be creative, you can create recreation, you create a utility, I mean not utilities, but a commercial, which is mixed use development. Mm-hmm. And such. So it'll have its own road, it'll have a private road, it'll be a circular road. We're not creating any roads. It'll be a circular road, one way in, and then you circle around, and the houses will be around the circle, then back out.
Okay, all right. Yeah. And there is a public hearing for that tonight.
Yes.
Next is procuring. I can't say that
word. Procuring.
Purchasing.
Yes.
GIS software from Environmental Systems Research, not to exceed $85,000 for 3 years. Is that in the, what department is that for?
That's IT. That's okay. Jeff. Yeah, that's okay. All IT stuff. You know, we try to bulk up our IT a lot these days with all the taxes coming on and things of that nature. So we this is something Jeff has.
Okay. Also, number 8, hiring consultants for legal and human resources counseling. Price is not mentioned. Is that a normal annual thing that the city does, is to approve a professional legal services and human resources type consultant?
This is an engagement. We're engaging this particular firm to come in, and what they're doing is our policies and procedures and our handbook. This is a company, I think it's Ball and I can't remember the name. Yeah, Ball and Matthews. Mm-hmm. And Novak. So they'll come in and they're engaged to come in and look over and create and make sure that we're legal with our legal services and human resources, yes, labor and employment.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's normal for the mayor to go out and do things of that nature. It's an engagement letter.
Okay. Number 10 is to amend the budget to include an additional capital appropriation of $1 million for the Flying Creek Nature Preserve. And that is the former Triangle
property. This is the Triangle, the north section of the Triangle, yes.
And it is really Flying Creek, not Fly Creek.
It really is Flying Creek.
Yeah, we thought maybe it was a typo in the beginning. No. But there's a story behind that, isn't it?
I don't know the story. I just know that's what we decided on. I think we wanted to make it a little bit different from anything else to it stand out.
Okay.
That's the most that I have about that story. There was a couple other names that we were going with, and we decided to go with this one.
Mm-hmm. $1 million more for completing the northern tract per the master plan. Is that any detail you want to get in yet or not?
Well, yeah, so we wanted to go ahead and make sure that since we were already in the process of completing this project, that we had the funds to actually do it correctly the first time, where we wouldn't get halfway and decide that we were out of funds and it just sit there. We've had a history of sometimes of starting projects and not really completing them because we used the excuse of lack of funds. So in this particular case, we're applying for a grant, a land water conservation grant, which is a 50-50 grant match. So even if we get the grant, being at 50-50 for the million, we would have to pay $500,000. So this kills two birds with one stone. We'll go ahead and move the money as if we're paying the $1 million. Constituents are paying the tax dollars, are paying for the $1 million to complete the project. If we get the grant, then it'll be less of $500,000, but the money will already be there.
And just to clarify, we're only completing a portion of that, the northern tract.
You mean the south, the top?
Not the entire triangle. That's phases that will be developed, right?
Yeah, so phase one and two are of the northern tract.
Okay.
Yeah, the last part would be on the south side after the tunnel is created, and we will, and that's something that I've talked about, Laura. To be honest, we really need to start thinking about and have something written on paper. And I've talked to all the team about this. On paper, a vision of what we're doing with that south side as well. You know, we don't want to get too far into the north side, and I think we do have some vision, but we haven't brought out the engineers and done it in the order of business quite yet. And we're doing that. We're going to get on to that before we get too far out with this northern project. But yes, there's two parts to it. There's a north part of the triangle and the south part of the triangle. And right now we're working and creating and doing the north part of the triangle.
And that's trails, walking trails, bike trails, what, restroom facilities?
The amenities, it's a lot, yes. So different type of trails. You have a walking trail, you have a bicycle trail, I think you have a slow pathway and a fast pathway. All these different amenities came into I would have to look at the master plan again, but yes, those are the basic amenities. You would also have educational pieces mm-hmm. to these particular areas with the home that we're redoing there, which is a nature home, and it should be have different things like a smart home where it conserves water, and I think some of those ADECA energy grants are some of the things that we're trying to get to do those things to that house, like mm-hmm. Gulf Shores does, where it's a living home where we conserve water and use the water to garden, to water our gardens that comes off the house. All of those kind of environmental, smart, energy preserving type deals we're trying to create in that particular atmosphere, which is really, really cool for the kids.
It sounds good.
Yeah, really cool for the kids. And we're coming to age.
Number 11, we've got some invasive exotic plants in the city's pollinator garden, apparently, and we're going to get a consultant to help remove and control those for $6,680.
Yeah, we've done this before since I've been on the council. This is the second time I've seen this. I think it happened when we first got on the council. There's a company that comes in and does this for us so that we can do the native plants and get rid of all the non-native plants to make sure that these plants grow and do what they're supposed to do. Pollinate is the real deal. You want them to pollinate.
Okay. Resolution number 12. I don't think I realized the city has a biannual bridge inspection and $10,000 for a consultant to come inspect our bridges. That's a good peace of mind.
Yeah. What
expense.
What I didn't know, I'm trying to think about the seven bridges that we have. I was trying to, and I didn't go and do my due diligence, but when I was reading over, it said we had seven bridges. I was like, wow, I didn't know Fairhope had seven bridges, you know? So yeah, there's a national bridge inspection that a federal level right. That comes down, which is good, right? Especially what happened in Minnesota and some other places with infrastructure. So I think, I would guess after those things start happening, we created a bridge inspections and a lot of money went into infrastructure, trillions of dollars. So, yes. So we have a biannual bridge inspection, which I do appreciate. Yes, they're coming down biannually to do those things. And we have seven bridges, just to let everybody know here in Fairhope.
And now you're going to be curious.
Yeah, now I'm curious. I got to go find the seven bridges.
It's probably in your packet. That's right. Probably a list.
It doesn't list
this
actual seven. It just says seven. That's what I'm saying. I got to go do my own due diligence. They didn't make it that easy for me.
That's funny. Yeah, and then the edges of what's in the city and what's not.
Right.
Might make it.
Yes. So.
Might make it a little more difficult. I see the city is ordering four Chevrolet Tahoe police-rated vehicles. And from what I understand, it takes a long time to get them once they're ordered, so you order in advance.
Yeah, and some of these, I think even this is a process that started a year ago or so. Yeah, and so some of the companies that were on the bidding list are not on the bidding list. Not even there anymore.
Okay.
So we had to go find these trucks So, yeah, it's a process with ordering trucks these days. It really is. So, yes, this is just a pass-through cost. All this was budgeted things that the police needs.
Okay. And looks like a new fuel product dispenser for the Marina Fuel Dock, $13,000.
Yes, $13,000. Yeah, that's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay. All right, and anything else on or off the agenda that you want to mention?
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot going on in the city, Laura. You know, we will start dedicating some things coming up. The track will be complete and read by the dedication by the first of the week in February. The alley dedication will be after Arts and Craft. They're still coordinating that with the hardware folks because the hardware store should be coming down soon, you know? Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
The hardware, Fairhope Hardware, is going to be torn down.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's been a purchase.
I knew there was a purchase.
Yeah, so they're decided. The engineers decided.
There was a
decided,
lot of historical efforts in the making.
We're not there yet with the historical preservation. Just like with the Nancy Lewis home and some others, I'm one of the ones fighting for that. Property rights are real. So if you don't have those type of ordinances or police powers in place, then people have rights. So. And the engineers have found that place is structurally, you can't really save it anyway. I mean, all the way down to the foundation. It will come down. So the alley, as soon as they complete that particular project, then they will finish the alley and then they will dedicate the alley as well. You know, we have a new track. I told you about that. That should be completed in the next couple of weeks or so.
Yeah, I had Pat White in last week, and
okay, good.
He told me that was just about ready to roll.
Yeah, it was just about ready to roll. You know, we got the hospital is trying to expand. You know, that's up my alley, meaning that I practiced anesthesia for a little bit. Orman and the crew, Mr. Nix and that crew are trying to expand the hospital. I think they're trying to do 25 beds.
Where are they going to put it?
It should be on the corner of Morphy and Ingleside, right there, and they're trying to go up. The problem is parking, as usual.
That was my next question.
The problem is parking. So we don't know that plan. We should meet with them. I have a meeting with them, I guess, in the next couple of weeks or so, or next week or a couple of weeks, to figure out exactly how are we going to do that, and what the future of the hospital looks like as far as that additional piece added to the hospital, which they need. We talked about in the past about the territory and the ordinance that we were trying to create about people annexing in and using our water, or not being able to use our water if they don't annex in as they create these properties,
right?
So that we can get our monies or the impact of the developments.
You didn't talk about it. You voted upon it.
We haven't voted upon that yet. That was the sewer. We did one with the sewer, but
okay,
we haven't done one with the water yet, because we had some due diligence to go and legal things as far as the territory and the franchisement, what that looks like going forward. With unintended consequences, you know, as you make these particular type decisions, in my opinion, generationally, you know, being that we own our own utility. So that's something that we can't just rush and make these decisions. It may be hard to unwind those. So we have to do our due diligence to make sure that as we make these decisions that we've crossed every I and dotted every T in my dyslexia. Okay.
I love it.
So,
we totally got what you meant.
No doubt.
My mind processed that perfectly. That's scary.
You know, so So we got to make sure that we do those things.
Well, while we're talking about that, you issued, the mayor said it wasn't called a moratorium, but it was kind of sort of where you're not going to give sewer permits to new construction that doesn't annex into the city. Is that correct?
Correct.
Have you had any feedback or pushback from that decision?
Well, the sewer certificates were not just for annexation purposes. These were for new developers, and that was, we were just not giving a certificate of service at all for any new development. And I think there's some things that we have to go back and consider. We said nobody, even single family. At one point, the original went up to possibly 4 units, okay? And but then anything above 4, like complete, when you say subdivision, I'm not talking about the partition, but large buildings of 100, 200 homes, a single family or multifamily residences. We know that would put a major burden on our infrastructure. So it wasn't about annexation on this part.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah, so we're mixing. Don't mix the two.
All right.
This was just, we were not giving, because we had to do some more research as far as how much capacity could we hold, you know, and that would not overburden the system. And we were not giving a certificate of availability at all to anybody coming in new with development. That's two different things.
Regardless of annexation. Good. Thank you for clarifying that.
That's a difference. Okay. Yeah. So that's where we were on that one. And, you know, speaking of, we have some stuff that we're trying to get done in the south section of town. It's not sexy. It's more infrastructure with the sewer system as well. So we're trying to get, so, you know, infrastructure is not sexy, but it's good for the well-being, the welfare, and the health of our citizenship. So we're moving to try to get that stuff done on the south of downtown as well, which needs to be done as well. So
the gas crews are on my street.
Replacing those
cast iron gas pipes.
Yeah, they're doing that. That's happening.
That's on
as
my
well.
Street.
Yes. That's happening well, and we have that phased out. I think there's maybe 5 phases in that. You know, that's not going to happen all at once. But all of those things, man, I think, you know, the mayor is doing a great job. You know, this administration is doing a great job of making sure that we kind of come to date with what we have as far as infrastructure, and to be honest, you know, it's something that we
I'm sorry. Finish your thought.
Yeah, something that we haven't done in a while that needs to be done.
Very
and
good.
This is just a microcosm of a macrocosm problem.
Very
across
good.
The nation.
Anything else, Corey, that you'd like to mention? We're running short on time, so I was really thinking I'm going to save my question about the letter water service customers received. Unless you'd like to make a comment, we'll have the mayor in tomorrow, who is also superintendent of utilities, to talk about this letter, which was kind of alarming in a way. During January 2020 through December 2022, we did not monitor for synthetic organic chemicals and therefore cannot be sure of the quality of your drinking water during that time. Please share this information with other people who drink this water. For what? I mean, do you want to get into this, or we'll just wait till tomorrow?
I mean, we could talk about it. I mean, you going to take a break first, or are we going to talk about it?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, so this letter comes down from the EPA. This is something that we were dinged on, as they say, and this is something that we're not proud of, of course. Not making any excuses is unacceptable. It should not happen. But there was a transition point where there was some attrition and turnover, and some things got dropped in that process of turning employees over, as far as losing them. And this is one of the things that happened. I think so. There was a 2-week window to report this, and they did not report it. It was late. It was not done at all. It was done late. And even if you do it late, it looks as if you didn't do it at all. And you have to get this letter sent out.
Right.
That's a letter made
For those that didn't know, the city was required to perform 2 rounds of synthetic organic chemical sampling in the 2-year monitoring period, 2020 to 2022. They performed 1, but not 2. And so then as soon as they were notified, they did perform, and everything was in compliance. But
right.
So yeah. There's nothing we should worry about?
There's nothing that we should worry about, as far as I know. From what all the talking and the communication that I've had is that our water is safe and our water is good. And there's nothing that we should worry about. Now, these things should not happen. And so we're putting in roadblocks, and we're putting in policies, procedures to create where this does not happen, no matter what's going on.
Right.
And so we're learning. We're human. We make mistakes. But nothing that's to the detriment of the welfare of our constituents.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Not Corey Martin, Fairhope City Council yes, President. Ma'am. They meet tonight, 6 p.m. regular session, work session at 4:30. And if you don't want to attend in person, you can watch it live or later on YouTube. And we will have Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan joining us tomorrow, her schedule permitting.